Politics should not be a career. It should be a calling. I think you need to view your vocation. Oz Guinness has a great series about that called The Calling. You know, we talk about vocations. Where did that terminology come from? You know, vocal, right? Vocal, a voice, that type of thing. A calling. I'm called from God to do what I do. And if you don't see what you're doing that way, maybe you're doing the wrong thing. Maybe it's just a job. And a career is not better than a job. A career is just maybe a higher paying job that you do for a longer period of time. You want a calling. There's also a study that just came out, Travis, what you were talking about, the amount, how the use of antidepressants is inversely proportional to the number of kids that you've got, type of thing, right? Your family. This is a study that says the best medicine for curing depression and anxiety, kindness to others. I've always depended on the kindness of strangers, right? As Blanche DuBois. No, this is about really doing nice things for people. This is coming out of Ohio State University. And they said a little bit of kindness shown towards others can help beat feelings of depression and anxiety. Scientists said that performing good deeds leads to notable mental health improvements not seen in two other therapeutic techniques that are commonly used to treat the condition. So they have two techniques besides, doping people up. That's what you were talking about. They didn't have anybody that was on pharmaceuticals. These were non-pharmaceutical treatments for depression and other things. They said kindness towards others was the only one of these three approaches that they studied that resulted in subjects feeling more connected with other people. They said social connection is one of the ingredients of life that is most strongly associated with well-being. And of course, this is why we have the satanic agenda of breaking up families, of not having children, the satanic government and corporation working together. They want to isolate us. They want to tether us to this digital world, to this fiat universe. The story also shows that acts of kindness are helpful for fighting depression and anxiety because when we help others, it takes our minds off of the negative thoughts that otherwise would be consuming our attention. They said, we often think that people with depression have enough to deal with, so we don't want to burden them by asking them to help other people. These results run counter to that. Doing nice things for people and focusing on the needs of others may actually help people with depression and anxiety to feel better about themselves. What was that? Yeah, it's better to give than to receive. You know, and we can all have, if we've done that, we all know that that is true. The project included 122 people that had moderate to severe symptoms of depression, anxiety, and stress. So they separated them into three groups. Two of the cohorts were assigned to techniques that are often used for cognitive behavioral therapy for depression. So one group, they had them planning social activities. Another group, they had them doing self-appraisal. Cognitive reappraisal. So the social activities group was told to plan social get-togethers for 2 days a week. Well, let's just mix it up. Let's have mixers with people and I'll, just interact with people and I'll feel better, right? The cognitive reappraisal group kept records for at least 2 days per week, intended to help them identify and change negative thought patterns in a way that could lower both depression and anxiety. Subjects assigned to the third group, on the other hand, were instructed to perform three acts of kindness daily for 2 days out of the week. Okay, so you got one group that gets together with people, another group that does a self-assessment and reappraisal. How do I feel this way? Why do I feel this way? That type of thing. And the third group, you just say, do three acts of kindness daily, 2 days out of the week, right? About 28% of the time. The act of kindness was defined as a big or small act that benefits others and makes other people happy, typically at some cost to you in terms of time or resources. Some reported acts of kindness among participants included baking cookies for friends, offering to give a friend a ride, leaving sticky notes for roommates with encouraging words. It could be something that's really simple, right? And so if you pursue making other people happy, maybe you will find it yourself, right? Maybe the founders were onto something when they talked about the pursuit of happiness. Of course, they were talking about a state of virtue and everything, but still, you know, it's kind of like I've said many times, liberty is something that you can't have unless you give it to other people also. If that is your attitude, you know, and that really is true. I mean, if you're going to say, well, I think there ought to be a law about this because I don't like it, you know, but if you try to shut down speech that you don't like, for example, you're going to find that your own speech is going to be censored because you're always going to find somebody who doesn't like what you're doing. And so you have to have that attitude that I'm going to allow other people to have this liberty. They also found that subjects across all the groups showed an increase in life satisfaction and a drop in depression and anxiety symptoms after the 10-week study. So all three of these things happened, but the difference was that the people who were doing acts of kindness still showed a big advantage over other social activities and over cognitive reappraisal. This is why they want to isolate us. They know that we are designed by God to help other people. And that's part of the family dynamic, that they are working so hard to take it away. It's not just enough to be around other people. It's not just enough to do self-examination. Those are good, those are helpful, but it's the human element in doing things for other people. Thank you.